What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N-S. S.co.
I would take this to be the what they do afterwards.
Hell yeah, it'd still be an upgrade.
let John come on out there. They all sing it though. I think it's now becoming a thing now. There are a lot of people who had different takes, Clint. I know a lot of people who really enjoyed it. I know you didn't. There are a lot.
I think it's a big ass deal, and I think you should have spent some time thinking about it, and I think you would have landed on a different song.
I think it just. I wonder who made that decision. Is it just organic and it just came on?
That's fair. I probably should get the backstory. I'll be honest with you, I don't know the history of the song either. I mean, obviously I know what he's saying, but I don't know. So, I mean, if there's some kind of backstory that I need to know, then maybe I'm wrong. But, yeah, I like Country Roads. I do. I just don't. I don't think that's a grand slam pick.
It was quite a scene, though, afterwards where Fox kept the cameras there.
Sure.
And then. Had them rolling, and man, the crowd afterwards. I was watching the post game, and that crowd was crazy up in Santa Clara. So it was a good scene.
I thought one of the coolest things, Ron, was that the when they would go to the different cities. Kansas City had one.
Yep.
I think Dallas had one, maybe.
Those huge watch parties.
Yeah, man, that was really cool, man, and a bunch of big cities around our country, man, that was cool. Now, I don't want to be in the middle of them, especially with all that beer throwing and stuff, but there was a day.
I'd have been knee deep in it.
I'd have tried to get me a little raised VIP booth in the corner or something, but yeah. I'd have been knee deep in that one.
Yeah. No raised.
Yeah, get me up above where I can see folks.
Yeah.
That rail, you can't squeeze me against the rail.
I was blasted, boy. Blasted.
You've been right there in that spot,
in that
huh?
spot, yeah, multiple times. All right, some news. Some news coming from the Astros as they are off today, and they'll get ready for a big series against the Tampa Bay Rays. But Christian Walker, he did leave the game yesterday with a back issue, had back stiffness. Doesn't seem to be all that concerned about it. Walker thought it was just general fatigue and said he plans to be in the lineup on Friday. And then Ray Nail, Delgado, he left the game after taking a ball that had a bad hop in his right hand. I think there was even thoughts that he dislocated the pinky finger with that, but the trainers were covering his hand immediately with a towel, so we'll see a little bit more
That old Booger McFarland pinky.
Yeah.
Thing was pointed sideways. I'm going to tell you, the Christian Walker thing scares me.
Yeah.
The Christian Walker thing scares me, and it has nothing to do with the player. I'm not worried about Christian Walker one bit. He'll be back. He'll be fine. He'll continue to rake.
And
he'll continue to rake, and he'll have a good year. A great year, really.
The Christian combo.
When a guy like Christian Walker cites general fatigue as a reason why his back tightened up or whatever happened, boy, that just gives Joe a spot of the green light, doesn't it? Load management, boys. See, this is why we do it.
Oh, yeah.
This is why we do it.
That was the first baseman.
Oh, yeah, that's why we do it. He's one of the guys that likes to play all, you know, play more than he doesn't like to come out at all.
Yeah, but he wants to play 155 of them.
This is why we load manage right here. That's the scary part here. Not the player, the messaging to the organization and the decision
makers. What if they give him tomorrow off?
Too? Oh, yeah. I guarantee you somebody's going to be off tomorrow.
They had a day off today. They'll all be in there tomorrow.
You think?
Only one that you
double
look
up
at
the
is
off
this,
days, man. Take advantage of it.
Not against the Rays. This is a big series. This is the swoon that the Yankees have had. They've lost what, 7 straight. It just excites Tyler.
I got a message for those Yankees turds.
<Good to see him. laughs> Puts a smile on my face, man.
Yeah, they've lost 7 straight, and with the horrificness of the American League, they are still clearly games ahead of the second, with the second best record in the entire American League. But the Rays are now in first place, and that's who the Astros are about to take on. So it does. This is a big series, and so I think all hands are on deck to kind of get through this. They had won 5 straight series. Now they're going to try to get back and win another series. By the way, if I'd have told you this about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, been like, all right. Hey, playing the best team in the American League with the best record, who's the 3 you want to run out? Spencer Getty, Hunter Brown, and Big Pete Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. That's that right now. That is the 3 best that they can throw. We gotta pull up here a little bit on Spencer Getty.
Oh, well, I thought you had another injury update.
No. This is Spencer Getty. This is getting a little dicey. I mean, his overall number, still, you'll take Clint. He's 7-4, 72 innings, ERA at right at 4, 75 strikeouts, 37 walks. Clint, his ERA on June 3rd, 5 starts ago, was 1.94.
It's climbed a bit.
It has climbed to 4, to a 4 even ERA. And in his last 5 starts, fellas, Spencer Arrighetti is 0-3, 25 innings, 25 earned runs with 24 strikeouts, 11 walks, and he's given up 7 home runs in those 5 starts. Eight earned in his last start.
Easy, Mike.
In his last start. It is like, this isn't now just a, you know, all right, tough start, man. He has given up like big numbers here, 5 consecutive starts. That is that they desperately need him to get back, because he was. I mean, we're going to stop All Star and Cy Young conversations. He was 7-1 with an ERA at like 1.3. We're in Michigan,
yeah.
And now it is going here. So like this is to me a flashing light. Like, all right, now we got to look at this. He's not pitching like the second or third best starter.
This is the concern with everybody not named Hunter Brown. I mean, this is the concern. Now, I'm in no way, shape, or form getting off the Spencer Arrighetti train. I think he's a 3 starter and a good start in rotation potentially. That's where I think he's going to live ultimately. But it's been a rough stretch, no doubt about it. But Tampa Bay is getting the best that the Astros can roll out there right now. And I believe all 3 of these cats are going to give us a chance to win.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you walk away from hell. You ain't got no choice. You're not in a choice. But it's not just that. It is, I mean, he started to make you think, get a little excited.
Yeah.
Like he started, I mean, we had the conversations on this show of like, one of the things with this during this Astros golden era that apparently last week we decided ended of the golden era was they always had it seemed to have a 1-2 punch at least at the top of the rotation. And we start thinking, man, Hunter Brown comes back like, all right, Spencer's not just holding his own. He is pitching like a top of the rotation guy. And have they just all of a sudden stumbled on a 1-2 punch that matches some of the 1-2 punches they've had? Because it was an 8-9 start sample size. Now I'm with you. Now we're more just a solid starter in the league, and you got to at least get back to that. Because he gave up 8 runs in his last start. That's Homer Mikeville. That's territory of just like your starter comes out and gives up 8 runs and doesn't make it through like 3. That's he's got to pick that up. He's got to get better at that, because that is something that they definitely need.
Well, again, I hate to keep going back to the Christian Javier thing, Ron, but this is beyond Hunter Brown. This is why I think it's important that Christian Javier, like, I know this is a little bit of an outlier and it's been off the radar because he's been hurt for so long. But like, if this team's going to make a legitimate run, it's probably going to hinge on Christian Javier to some degree.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
And I'm not talking about out of the bullpen. I mean, I like Peter Lambert. Do we think Peter Lambert's going to be, I mean, is he landed? Is this who Peter Lambert is?
I don't know, but Pete looks like, Pete's got to have a hell of a sample size to fall out of this 5.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about fall. I'm talking about if we get down the stretch here, we got a chance to get into the playoffs, and we do get into the playoffs, like to think that Spencer Arrighetti's going to get it together and be the guy he was a couple weeks ago, or Peter Lambert's going to continue to be the guy that he's been all year long and be nails and give you a real chance, or MI is going to straighten it out and figure it out. Like, you mentioned Christian Javier's, like, his experience, his experience in big moments, big games, playoffs.
Most experience on the team.
On the team, right? You got to think that's from a 30,000-foot view. I'm not even drilling down to right this second. But you got to think from a 30,000-foot view, if you're the Astros organization, you're thinking, if we're going to have a real shot, we're going to have to lean on Christian Javier's stuff as well as his experience in big moments.
Yep.
At some point, that's going to be realistic.
And I want to make that clear. Starting pitching experience, right? Most experience, not like Altuve, the old tired team. Like starting experience. I mean, to be honest, even more than Lance. Lance has been here longer, but Christian has pitched in more big playoff games because, we lost Lance for about 4 years. So there's that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.